Hello, beautiful beings. This is Dr. Lisa. Welcome to the Body of Change. Once again, the art of choosing, committing, collaborating, creating with your body for a greater future for you, for the planet, and for your relationships. So as you all know, because you're tuning in once again, thank you. And for those that are new, hello. The idea or the target of this podcast is to create a different circuitry, a different way of looking at things, different communication with your body that is joyful and engaging. Essentially, how to act and engage in the moment to create your body. And when I say how to act, H-O-W, H stands for honesty, O stands for openness, W stands for willingness. And that's what we're going to talk about today. Receiving, the how of receiving with ease, joy, and glory with your body. Your body being the possibility. So, let's talk about receiving. First of all, before we even get into this, would you just let go and pretend like you never heard the word receiving? Pretend like you never made any decisions or judgments or conclusions or computations about receiving. And allow your body to actually know, be, receive, and perceive what it knows about receiving and give that to you. Which would mean that you need to put your head on a hammock somewhere and let it sit and get a suntan and allow your body to communicate with you. That really is the first step to receiving, is listening into your body. All right, so listening into your body accesses your awareness. Your awareness gives you choice. The awareness that gives you choice is from listening and communicating with your body. Your body is the possibility of your own awareness, and therefore, when you choose, you are in communion with your body. And therefore, when you use your awareness, you're in communion with your body. So when you choose, you're aware. When you're aware, you choose. But choice overrules it all. Because when you choose, you're saying yes to you. Even if the choice is a no, you're still saying yes to you. That's the cruel joke about this reality. Is that whenever there's a yes and you're listening to your body, you're in communion with you. So that's a success. And whenever you say no, you're listening to your body. And therefore, you're in communion with you. And that's a yes. I mean, that's a success as well. Okay. I've said before, you might have heard this. Whenever you say no, it opens always to a greater yes because you're communing with you. You're accessing your body. You're listening in. And therefore, you're accessing awareness. So, what does that have to do with receiving? Well, when you're in communion with your body and accessing your awareness within your body, you're actually listening to you deeply, subtly, intrinsically. Now, we're not taught that really in this reality. Well, we're taught to listen to our parents outside of ourselves. We're taught to listen to our teachers, our bosses, our older siblings, our friends even, to conform to the reality that other people desire for us. Well, what that did for my body and what that does possibly for your body, but what I know is what it did for my body and for the thousands of people that I've worked with over these 25 years, is it created dis-ease and disease in the body. Now, dis-ease and disease are two different things, or does one lead to the other? Right? So, dis-ease can lead to disease. This disease actually is created from dis-ease. So, what I have found to be true for myself and for people that I've worked with over these last 25 years is all dis-ease in the body creates disease literally and disease of the mind. And what I mean by the disease of the mind is the separation of your body, of your awareness, in favor of this reality's way of being, which is the mind. And I did it too. I mean, I have a lot of degrees, a lot of education, decades and decades and decades of them. And don't get me wrong, I loved it. And it really pointed me toward where I am today. And I'm so grateful for that education. And at the same time, what if all that education could have also entrained me or taught me or allowed me the awareness of what I'm speaking to you about now, which is the possibility with body and what happens when you listen to your body and you go deep within, you access your awareness and you make a choice from there. When your yes is clear and your no is clear, it's from within your body. So I was working with somebody in Colombia who had never heard of me. Actually, it was a really random story. She just literally volunteered to pick me up at the airport. What did she know? And she spoke both Spanish and English. So I was so very grateful for her presence in my life at that moment. And one of the things that I worked with her on is really getting in her body, because she did everything from her head, which this reality really teaches us. And it's called light and heavy. It's a tool from Access Consciousness. It's also what we do in somatics and trauma, which I also have education in, and spend a lot of time, you know, focusing on people moving out of their cage of abuse. So one of the things that she learned is that, and I make this example all the time, is that, what's your favorite food? And she said, meat. And her whole body lit up. But I said, where does it feel like meat is so expansive and light and fun in your body? She's like, oh, it's in my stomach. I said, that's your light. That's your yes. And then I asked her, what's a food that she really, really hates and despises and doesn't want to put in her mouth? And it's very clear that it was zucchini. And I said, okay, where are you sensing that in your body? And she says, my throat. Okay, so I said, that's your heavy. So now whenever I ask her a question, I ask her to tune in, meat or zucchini, stomach or throat. And that's how she goes about making her decisions now. Not from what she thinks she should do or what's like the right thing to do to fit into this reality, but from her body, listening to her body, accessing her awareness, light or heavy. Meat or zucchini. Hey, whatever works for you. Okay, and I had to teach myself that too, because I was so far outside of my body. There was no connection to my body. And it's so ironic because today, every single day, I'm in communion with my body. Everything I do, this podcast, I had an energy pull series this morning that we do every day for 21 days. And my telecalls, my classes, everything, individual sessions, when I'm kickboxing, when I'm at the gym, when I'm at the chiropractor, when I'm in a meeting, I'm always accessing my awareness by listening to my body and paying attention. You can even use meat and zucchini, the yes and the no, to find out if someone's lying to you. It doesn't mean you need to confront them on it. But it's just an awareness that let you know where and how far you should go with this person. If you know they're going to lie to you, why do you want to give them the code to your safe? Right? So, everywhere, would you just give up right now your judgment of you for all the times you said yes when you meant yes and no when you meant no. Now, I say this a lot on this podcast, but it's always true. Okay? So let's go back to receiving. When you stop saying no when you mean yes and stop saying yes when you mean no, you're actually communing with you, listening to your body, because you're in this convergence and congruence with your body, and therefore, subsequently, with the universe and the world at large. So when you're in communion with your body and the world at large, and not in just 10% of your head, you're in at least 90% of your body, you can actually start to receive. 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 Receive the gifts that the universe have for you. Receive all the energies that desire to contribute to you. Receive from the people that park your car, the shopping cart at the market. Receive from, maybe you have someone helping you with errands. Receive from, maybe you have children or an animal. Receiving from your colleagues, your bosses. Maybe you go to the gym and you dance or cook or do kickboxing like I do. But receive from everything, even just a little bit more than you ever have before. It's such a gift to breathe in receiving. It's such a gift to allow receiving. It's such a gift to be honest with yourself and say, hey, I would love to receive from you. Universe, show me. People, show me. Without a need of it, being in gratitude, like going back to the how, honesty, openness, willingness, to be honest with yourself that you actually desire to receive. Would you be willing to do that with me today? That for these 15 minutes or 20 minutes, whatever I decide to do this podcast for, maybe 30, who knows, that you would just receive from me and from you and the universe that brought us here together on whatever day, whenever you listen to this. Be open to receiving, even if you don't know from your mind what the heck you're getting. Be honest with yourself that receiving is a desire of yours, and be willing to allow the universe to conspire to bless you. That is what I call receiving and receiving radically alive. If you want to know more about what radical aliveness is, I have a book, Radically Alive Beyond Abuse, and it talks about the four C's of radical aliveness. So receiving. Take a moment right now, wherever you are, to close your eyes, take a nice deep breath through your mouth, and just be the how. Honesty. Openness, willingness. I'm honest that I would like to receive. I'm honest that I suck at receiving because I'm still working on this. That's why I'm doing a podcast. Being open to allowing whomever responds to that call and demand of yours. People parking your car, the person that you're checking out with. There's this Walgreens by me here in Dallas, Texas when I'm home. I love going in there. Now, trust me, I don't like running my own errands. But I do. And I love going to that Walgreens. Why? Because I walk in there and they always say, hi, welcome to Walgreens. I don't really care that it's Walgreens. It's actually the energy in their voices of saying hi. Yes, they probably have to do it because corporate said to do it. But there's an energy of every single person, every single time that I've walked into that Walgreens, which I've never had this experience before, that says hi and is welcoming. Welcome to Walgreens. And I receive that. That's the openness to listen energetically because I'm in communion with my body. And then it makes being in the Walgreens, standing online, getting whatever I need to get really quickly, so much easier because I'm in gratitude, because I'm open and honest that I desire to receive from the universe. I'm open when it comes. Will. So going over this example at Walgreens, the how of receiving. How do I receive? When I walk into the Walgreens, I already know I love it because I'm honest that I require and desire receiving. The universe responds, that's the openness, by saying, hi, welcome to Walgreens, right? With these beautiful energy voices, which makes the task just go so easily and effortlessly. I'm open to the universe gifting me what I'm honest about, what I desire. And then the willingness to allow every muscle, ligament, cell, tendon, organ, and system of my body, the willingness to allow that in increases my ability to receive, stretches a muscle like exercising, and strengthens that muscle to keep allowing the how to receive occur, and then therefore subsequently the receiving to occur. And then I'm more in communion with the universe. I'm more in communion with my desire. The universe is in communion with me. I'm in communion with the universe. And then everything around me is ease, joy, and glory. It's as simple as that. And yet we make it hard because we have a story. The story is, I'm not worthy. I'm undeserving. Everybody's a bleepity bleepity bleep hole, whatever it is. Maybe you're busy, maybe you had a hard day, maybe you got into a fight with somebody, whatever. We block off our receiving by staying stuck in our mind about something that already occurred in the past, something that occurred 20 minutes ago, or something that isn't occurring that we want. And therefore, that eliminates the how. And that creates the trauma, drama, and gory, not the ease, joy, and glory. So I've always said, and I actually, in the Radically Alive book, Beyond Abuse book, Radically Alive Beyond Abuse, there's a chapter on like the art of receiving. And I talk about this because I really had to practice it with the significant traumas of my past that used to block me, and I say used to, I could not, did not, in no way, know being received the how. I totally blocked it off. And then I created these energetic barriers around my body and within my body called judgments, called aligning and agreeing and resisting and reacting to my mind, whatever I believed to be true, even if it was an invention. Yes, I had to get really honest with myself. Do you know that a lot of things you believe to be true in your mind are inventions to prove the rightness of your point of view instead of being and listening into your body where you can access your awareness and really get your yes and no, your meat and zucchini? Yes, everything that is. Will you let that go now, please? So, it really is an art, a practice every day. And I've been practicing this for decades. And I keep getting better and better and better and better and having more and more and more. And the how becomes easier and easier and easier. Will you allow that for you? Will you allow yourself to receive with ease, joy, and glory? Will you allow yourself to listen to your body and access your awareness? Will you gift that possibility to you today? If not now, when? And if not you, who? Which is the opposite of how. All right, my friends. I thank you for your listening. Remember this, you matter. You exist. Now roar. And I will be back with another episode of The Body of Change. This is Dr. Lisa, and thanks for listening. Please know, your body is a gift. It is a possibility, and it loves you. Put one hand on one part of your body right now that requires you to love it, that has been asking for it for a very long time. Put your hand on your body and just say, I love you, body. Thank you for the gift of being. I love you, body. Thank you for the gift of being. I love you, body. thank you for the gift of being. Bye for now. Hello and welcome to the Body of Change podcast with me, Dr. Lisa. The art of choosing, committing, collaborating, creating with your body for a greater future for you, the planet, and your creationships, otherwise formerly known as relationships. The target of this podcast is to create a different circuitry and a different communication with your body that is actually joyful, engaging, and fun. So essentially how to act and engage in the moment to create your body. All right, let's play. So today, I'm going to talk about your body in love. Yes, your body in love. So there's a lot to say on this, and maybe I'll do like 7,000 podcasts on it. However, your body in love. So what I've wanted to speak to today is how we assign magical qualities to others and how our body responds to those magical qualities. And then physiologically, we create this emotional dependence through the idealization and pursuit of that person and their magical qualities. And then when we don't get it, because it is an illusion, even though there's a feeling in the body that makes you believe that it's not an illusion, we blame the person, the situation, on not fulfilling our fantasy or our expectation, and then we feel depressed in our body. Maybe you start doing some things that don't make you happy, like overeating, oversleeping, not exercising, that sort of thing. So why am I talking about this? It's less about a why, and it's more about what is the contribution that this could be for you? What dynamics in your relationships might need to change that you haven't been aware of how to change, but now that you're listening to this podcast, your body is basically saying yes, that, or no, that, and you're shutting the podcast off. But if you're still here, I'm gonna go. So why do we have these magical qualities? Well, in this reality, our bodies, our beings, are designed, I guess, to procreate and to be with another. And so somehow we get this subtle and subconscious and not so subconscious knowing that we're better as beings and as bodies when we're with another. Instead of, we're the best when we're with ourselves as the source of creation, choosing, committing, collaborating for what's light and right for us. But if a reality tells us that we're better with another and we're complete with that other, then of course we're going to go around looking for, what's that song, love in all the wrong places. And we're going to get lucky sometimes and find love in the right places. But what I'm becoming aware of, and what I would like to really make you aware of today on this podcast, is how we can love ourselves, love our body, and know that we are the source for creating the joy, the intrinsic goodness, and the intrinsic basic desire of a body, which is to simply love, but from within. I don't mean the love that's in the movies. I don't mean the love that's in the People magazines. I don't mean the love that's in, you know, romance novels. What I'm talking about is pure, unadulterated, every moment of every day, Because a choice is only good for 10 seconds. That means we can never be right or wrong. We just choose. And we're just strong in our choice. Every 10 seconds of every day, we get to choose what lights our body up, what makes us feel good, who makes us feel good, and what makes us feel good. And that nothing outside of us is the source of that goodness. It's simply within us that is the source of that goodness. Now, this might come as a surprise to some of you, that you may have to wade through some deep waters of unworthiness or undeserving or unlovability or whatever it is that plagues you, your own limitations. And we've spent a lot of time, I know I have, a lot of decades, letting that run our life and living and embodiment. What if we searched underneath that, what I'm calling judgment, unworthiness, unlovability, undeserving, and lifted up like you do an oil change in the car, lifted up the hood. So lifted up the hood, and the hood would be the unlovability, unworthy, undeserving. And get into the engine that literally sources your body and your being, your living and your life. It's actually not unlovability, undeserving, unworthy. But what's underneath that is the knowing, being, perceiving, receiving of you as worthy. Knowing, being, receiving, perceiving you as lovable. Knowing, being, receiving, perceiving as worthy. Because if not you who believes that about you, who's going to believe that about you? I know it's a cliche to say, you can't find love until you love yourself. But the truth of the matter is, I know this intrinsically. I searched for decades, close to 50 years now, for someone else, something else, whether it be work or money or relationships or food or activities or certifications or training or relationships, that just immobilized me and seriously distracted me from me. And over 20 months ago now, I have committed to my life and living, to my creationships, to my business, finances, and everything that I do and be, to no longer be distracted by obsessions or fantasies or magical qualities to idealize or pursue something that doesn't come from the source of me in communion with me as the source of my being, as the source of my life, as the source of my embodiment. And it hasn't been the easiest thing, I gotta tell you. I had so much confusion about love with neediness, love with physical and sexual attraction, love with pity and or the need to be rescued or rescued, the need to rescue or be rescued. I had so much confusion, not so much confusion, but a sense, a deep, pervasive sense of emptiness and incompleteness when I was alone. And I say was. And then when I made this choice to commit to my body, my life, my existence, my creation, and to be, know, have, generate, create the reality that I know is possible, I had to take the risk to be alone. With me. And to confront the big
bad, scary monster of me, who actually I discovered is not a monster at all. I actually discovered that there's nothing to fear. I actually discovered that I love intimacy. I actually discovered that I love connecting. I actually discovered that I love giving. I actually discovered that I love receiving, although I'm not that good at it, but I get better every day. I actually discovered that people call me up these days and tell me what a good friend I am. I actually discovered that people call me up and ask me to go places. There was a time in my life when that did not happen because I was not believing that I was worthy or desirable or even acting lovable. In fact, what I've realized at this point is that a lot of that time when I wasn't being called or included or whatever was actually the macrocosm showing me the microcosm that I had to change inside myself, which was that I had a terrible fear of being abandoned. I had a terrible fear of being unworthy, unlovable, and undeserving. And that I thought the only thing that I was worthy of was to be hated and judged and treated poorly and ignored and talked about and. Now, my story may be different than your story with regards to this, but as I've talked about on this podcast before, this is about the art of choosing, committing, collaborating, creating with your body for a greater future for you, the planet, and your relationships. Well, I had come from a background of severe sexual abuse, severe physical abuse, severe emotional abuse, severe gaslighting, severe financial abuse. And in that severity, I bought a lot of lies about me. And I locked a lot of those lies onto my body. And I believe those lies to be true. And as I've spoken on this podcast, I created a body that was indicative of all that abuse, about 80 pounds heavier than I am right now. I created a body that was indicative of what I've locked in there and didn't deal with and didn't face. And I got really, really sick and almost died. Because of all that stuff in the past and my unconsciousness of just allowing it to be, allowing myself to be a victim of that reality, which wasn't true for me, I created relationships that I thought were loving, but were actually hateful toward me, that actually spoke negatively toward me, that actually, and I acted in ways that would justify those actions. So there was no victimization. I was equally as responsible as the abuse I was receiving from the people I was in relationship with. I chose it and they chose it. There was no victimization. I just didn't realize I was doing that. I didn't realize how much I hated myself. I didn't realize how much I hated my body. I didn't realize how much I refused because of that hatred to receive. And I had no idea, consciously, subconsciously I did. It came up every once in a while. You know how it does that? It pops up and you have these moments of like come to Jesus moments and you're like, oh my God, let's hide that for a little longer. Well, 21 months ago, I decided never to hide anything again. And believe you me, it has been quite the process. However, one that I would never ever change. I love what I chose. I love what I'm committed to. I love how I'm creating now. And I love how I'm collaborating with the universe. And I love my life is so full of beautiful beings that conspire to bless me and that I conspire to bless. And 90% of every day, I'm at peace now. And I could never say that before in my life. You get it when you get it. Don't stop before the miracle presents itself. As long as you keep going forth with what you choose that's light and right for you, I promise you, the universe will collaborate and conspire to bless you. It's not about being perfect. It's about being real. It's not about making anybody the power of you. It's about knowing you are the source. It's not about lying or not being responsible for what you create, or even believing that anything happens to you. It's about taking a real honest look and saying, you know what? A mentor of mine said one day, honey, you want to keep doing this? That was last June. I said, no. And I can, as I'm sitting here doing this podcast, say to you today, I've changed. And I can look at myself in the mirror and breathe. I have nothing to hide. I'm not carrying any burden. I'm not carrying any secrets. And I'm not judging me. Do I know I still have more to stretch into? Absolutely. Can I receive more each day? Absolutely. Can I learn? Will I learn how to love myself more, be worthy more, be deserving more? Absolutely. You know how I do that? By being grateful every day for something, no matter what shows up. By doing something nice for someone when I feel like in a pissy mood. By offering a contribution like this podcast when maybe I might not be feeling great. Not necessarily today, but those are things that I do to keep myself moving forward and to keep knowing that my body is a possibility and that I, with each moment, can choose to receive more love, to receive more from the universe, to be the reflection of what I wish to see in the world, and to never again use magical qualities to assign to others, to idealize or pursue them in a institution, in an educational setting, in a business setting, or in a personal setting. And what I've also found with the greatest kindness is to stop lying. That doesn't mean what I used to call California speak. This is my truth. And I'm from California and I did that. Or at least I lived in California for 20 years. Actually from New York, since I'm talking about not lying. But literally, if you see something, say something, name it, and move on. Without a point of view, without a judgment, without making somebody right or wrong, or without making you right or wrong. Just simply name it. And when someone chooses, be thankful for their choice, whether they stay with you or leave. And when you choose, be thankful for your choice, whether you leave or stay. Because when you put your head at night on the pillow, the only person, besides the energy that moves through all things, and creates the world, the only person that you're going to have to answer to is you. And if you sleep well, you know you've done a really good job. And if you're churning on something, perhaps you could use someone to talk to disarm and unwind the lies that you bought about you that were true, that were not true, that you believed as true. So would you be willing today to unwind just one lie that you bought as true and look in the mirror and say that lie out loud and say it as a lie And ask your body for forgiveness for carrying that lie. Ask the earth to take that lie. And then choose something the complete opposite of that lie. So that you stretch the molecule of you into a new possibility. And that is how you create your body as the possibility. Okay, my friends. Thank you for listening. Let me know how this works for you. You matter, you exist. Your presence, power, and potency is the roar of the source within you. And I will be back with another episode of The Body of Change. This is Dr. Lisa, and thanks for listening. Your body is a gift, it is a possibility, and it loves you. Will you love you? Bye for now.